son whom you love and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I'll tell you about. So Abraham and his son started their journey to the mountain. Now Isaac had no idea that his father Abraham was going to sacrifice him for God. So on the way, Isaac asked his father, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering." And when they reached the mountain that God had told them about, Abraham built an altar and he put wood on the top of the altar and he bound his son Isaac and he laid him on the top of the wood. And he took the knife, and as the knife was about to come down on Isaac, the heaven opened up and there was a voice from heaven. An angel of the Lord told Abraham, "Abraham, Abraham, do not lay your hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him." And in Genesis chapter 23, verse 13, it says, "Abraham looked up, and in the thicket he saw a ram caught up by its horn. So Abraham went up and took the ram, and he sacrificed it as a burnt offering for God. And because God provided Abraham with that ram, Abraham called that place, 'The Lord will provide.'" And the Bible says, to this very day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." On the mountain of Moriah, God provided a ram for Abraham to sacrifice as a burnt offering. Now, to restore our relationship with God and to demonstrate his steadfast love towards humanity, God gave his own son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him will have everlasting life, will not perish and have everlasting life. And John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him, and John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now God fulfilled his own law by putting the sin of the world on his son, Jesus Christ. Like that song that says, "He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness." Jesus left the upper room with his disciples and they headed out to the Garden of Gethsemane at the foot of Mount Olives. And Bible says he was deeply distressed and troubled. And Jesus said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." And his sweat was like drops of blood on the ground. It's called hematohidrosis in medical term. It is a rare condition when humans go through extreme stress. The capillaries around your sweat glands become so fragile and you start to leak blood. Jesus was leaking blood through his sweat glands. And he fell on the ground and he prayed, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not my will, your will be done." An angel from heaven appeared before Jesus and he was strengthened, but the cup wasn't removed. They captured him at the Garden of Gethsemane and they put a crown of thorns on his head. Blood started to pour out of his head. They beat him. The Roman scourging is very known to be absolutely barbaric. They whipped him without mercy. The whips had lead balls and sharp sheep bones attached to it. Every time Jesus was whipped, flesh got ripped out of his body. They kicked him. They slapped him in the face. They spat on his face. And they mocked him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they made him carry his own cross. like a lamb that is led to the slaughterhouse, Jesus was led to the mountain of Calvary. And this time, God did not stop the knife coming down on his own son, Jesus Christ. Like he stopped on Isaac, this time God did not stop the knife. And Jesus was crucified and gave up his life to give you and me eternal life, which is the ultimate gift and the perfect expression of love you could ever ask for. He gave us life that nothing in this world can take away from us. Now, God provided Abraham that ram on that mountain, and Abraham called that place, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." And 2,000 years ago, God kept that promise, and on the mountain of Calvary, he provided his own son, Jesus Christ, for our sins. We are like the criminals who were crucified beside Jesus. One of the criminals said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." And he's looking at you and me today and he's saying, "Today you will be with me in paradise." You know, God owes us nothing and he never owed us anything. And what he gave us is something that we do not deserve: his mercy and his everlasting love. Could I please request Ben and Ian and Krupa and Hannah, please, and pass the emblems. As we take this bread, which represents the broken body of Jesus Christ, and as we take the wine, which represents every drop of blood that was shed on the cross, let us remember what he's done for you and me. Let us remember this victorious King. And there is no greater love than the cross. And what can separate us from the love of God? Thank you. If we could play that song. Thank you.
Just wait on him for a sec, okay?
See your face. I wanna know your
precious.
Precious.